This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Smart TV, where we watch all the best and possibly the worst of TV so that you don't have to. I have with me, as usual, in her chair, struggling a little bit with technology, but making it through valiantly, Kellyanne Taylor.
Hello, hello.
So we have a little bit of drama, a little bit of entertainment. We have a film of the week and we have one from the archive. Let's go first with some drama. Kellyanne, what is the show everyone is talking about?
This is Baby Reindeer. It's available now on Netflix. It's based on the true life story of a struggling comedian who is working in a pub. And one day he meets this woman called Martha. She comes in. She's having a terrible day. She's down on her luck. And he gives her a cup of tea for free. And what develops from that moment is an obsession that Martha has with the comedian. And it turns into this stalking ordeal. It's an incredibly moving portrayal of abuse, stalking, sexual assault, the nuance in which it approaches these topics, looking at the shame that people feel when they are a victim and how many times he goes to the police, and looking at the legal structure around stalking and how victims are failed by the system. It's what everyone is talking about, and I can see why. It is deeply profound, and I found myself watching it feeling rather moved as well, because it looks at the relationship that he has and how stalking impacts that, how it kind of isolates him from his friends, his family. It means that he has to move out of his house, but also looking at the sympathy that he feels towards this character Martha and how that dynamic works. So it was eye-opening for me. I've not seen anything like this. And I think the reason why everyone's talking about it is just how nuanced his approach is. It's just a brilliant, brilliant piece of television. And one that I hope will have an impact on how we address stalking in the UK. So that's Baby Reindeer on Netflix.
I think the thing to say about this show as well is that Richard Gadd, who plays Donnie in the drama, has written and created this entire experience based on his real life tragedy, I think, of what he went through a few years before. And he's done lots of interviews where he has said that he is not guilt-free in this process. And so the layers that you've described, I think that's another layer just to add to it. So when you're watching it, just bear in mind that the man you're seeing on screen went through everything that you are observing. It's not fiction. It's all very real for him. Yes, I thoroughly add my endorsement to yours. I'll be very quick because we're not really allowed to talk about the next one. So this is just a little teaser. This is The Tattooist of Auschwitz. It's coming up on Sky Atlantic. This is the story of Lolly Sokolov, and he was a Estonian prisoner of war in Auschwitz, and he fell in love with somebody for whom he was charged with tattooing the numbers on the prisoner's wrists. I mean, horrendous job. Can't imagine for a minute what that must have felt like, a way of keeping your own life free, but knowing that you're imposing this great imposition on all of these fellow prisoners. He fell in love. This is a best-selling story by the author Heather Morris, who used to sit down with Lolly and hear his stories in Melbourne about 20 years ago. I mean, the fairy tale with which her story, her chats with Lolly, became first a best-selling novel and now a drama, is a great drama worthy piece in itself. I think we'll talk more about this when we're allowed to and when it's actually on screen, but it is coming our way. It's heavily embargoed, so I'm having to be very careful, but the story is quite famous. So I'm just telling you, stay tuned for that one. What have you got for us in the way of entertainment?
So I have for you The Piano, which is returning to Channel 4, 9 p.m. on Sunday. Now, I didn't watch the first series of this show, but I had obviously heard all of the hype and people were really, really invested in this show. When it aired for the first series, I was looking after the feedback pages in Radio Times and I was inundated with reviews saying how moving they found the show and how magical. So the premise is Lang Lang, the pianist, and Mika, the pop superstar, are sat behind the scenes in train stations where there is a piano and people will go forth, play a song, and then they will give their feedback. And all of the competitors are competing with the chance of performing in a final concert. Now, obviously, the competitors in series one didn't know that Mika and Lang Lang were behind the curtains. And for series two, they obviously do. So that does add a different dynamic and element. As with The Repair Shop, I felt like there were a lot of sob stories. This is very, at times, moving. But towards the end of the first episode, I was thinking, wow, a lot of people use music as not only an escapism, but a way of communicating their emotions. But at points, I did feel that the personal elements and the personal stories were kind of blindsiding the music and the musical abilities. So much so that even Claudia Winkleman, the woman who is absolutely everywhere and can do no wrong, in my opinion, ends up in tears. And I just felt, I can see what they're doing and why it's important to tell these stories. But I think I would prefer a little bit more emphasis on the music and the musical abilities rather than just hearing these stories. You know, I think obviously quite a lot of people disagree with me because it's really loved. So feel free to write in and tell me off. But that was my take from The Piano, Channel 4, 9 p.m. Sunday.
Well, people do love a journey. Interestingly, this coincides with a brand new book by opera singer Rennie Fleming, where she analyses how music can improve people's health. So they're clearly onto something. And I love seeing a piano in a train station, even if I'm not a fan of every single piece of music that floats by. But you're right, it's found a massive audience. Claudia Winkleman is clearly the magic sauce, can do no wrong. And talking of magic sauces, but perhaps slightly more polarising, I bring you Clarkson's Farm, third series, drops this weekend on Amazon. Jeremy Clarkson, I mean, I've written a column about him this week. I think we can call him a farmer the same way we can call King Charles a farmer. I think they have slightly more resources than your average Farmer Giles or people from nursery rhymes in years gone by. However, he has found his new niche. I mean, Jeremy Clarkson is just too big to fail, seemingly. I've watched this. I've laughed out loud. I know that some people think I'm not supposed to like Jeremy Clarkson for all sorts of very justifiable reasons, not limited, but including punching his Top Gear producer when he didn't get a steak, writing about Meghan Markle in clearly unacceptable prose in The Sun. I mean, just all sorts of reasons. He represents kind of like the power of big dad genes and big dad jokes. However, the farming is beyond question. He is working those genes off. There are tractors, there is rain, there is hailstone, there are piglets that will break your heart. And he's got me. He didn't have me for Top Gear, he didn't have me for the Grand Tour, but he's got me for Clarkson's Farm. And I know that I'm not alone, hence Series 3. So do write in, tell us what you think of Jeremy Clarkson, for good or for ill, and we will battle that one out, I'm sure, as well. So that's another little bit of entertainment. Clarkson's Farm, Series 3, now available on Amazon Prime. I should say only half the series. I don't know quite why they're doing that, dropping it in two halves, but perhaps just to keep us wanting more. I think it's time for Film of the Week.
It is. So this is an absolute classic. It's Catch Me If You Can. It's coming to Film 4 at 6:05 p.m. The very specific time of 6:05 p.m. on
yes,
Monday.
That is very specific. What's happening at 6?
Very, very specific. I was thinking, is it the news? No, it can't be. It's Film 4. So this is the story of the real-life teenager who used charm to pass himself off as a pilot and live the high life. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, and you've got Tom Hanks as the FBI agent closing in on him. It's an absolute hoot. It's two phenomenal actors in their absolute prime, and this is one that will leave you smiling. Catch Me If You Can, Film 4, Monday, 29th of April.
Finally, one from the archive. This weekend sees us in the second round of the World Snooker Championship, which means, according to my far more expert friends in this matter, that we have reached the last 16. So everyone remembers snooker's great 1985 final. I know, Kellyanne, not you, when Dennis Taylor beat Steve Davis on the black. I don't know if we've ever had anything quite so dramatic in recent years. I mean, people always say, well, if Ronnie O'Sullivan's on form, he's the only man at the bays. However, this goes back to that time during the 80s, I guess early 90s, when Pot Black and then snooker just took over, and they really were as sporting heroes, as famous as anybody on the football field. I'm talking of the likes of the deceptively quiet and introspective Steve Davis, who has become some sort of DJ god in recent years. But he was very much the quiet hero. He was the sort of the robot of the bays. And you've got people like Jimmy White, Kirk Stevens, Cliff Thorburn, and of course, that great maverick, Alex Higgins. So it's all on iPlayer. It's a three-parter. Alex Higgins will break your heart as much as those piglets on Clarkson's farm, but it's a fantastic watch. And it might just make you tune in for the World Snooker Championship. Although, as I say, I don't think we have quite the charismatic figures of yesteryear. That's Gods of Snooker, all on the iPlayer. And I think that's very much it for this week. Some great telly, all in all. I mean, nobody can argue with The Piano and Clarkson's Farm in terms of finding those big audiences. Baby Reindeer is the one we're all talking about. Do come back to us next week and write in if there's anything you think that we should be watching or definitely not watching, just as helpful. And in the meantime,
happy viewing!